Hello, this is Terence Blake for the first episode of the Agent Swarm podcast.
Hello, my name is Valerie. I've got some questions for you. First, what's the basic idea of the podcast?
The podcast is to get me talking about philosophy in a different way from my habitual way. I started a blog, Agent Swarm, to express my ideas in philosophy. I've been working on that for 2 years and I've gotten into a good rhythm of writing, and progressively I've opened up my self-expression and started to talk about things the way I want to. But it's a fairly standard, stereotyped, philosophical type style. And it hasn't given rise to much dialogue. So I'm trying to change my way of expressing myself to see if I can get more people interested and get more feedback.
Isn't the subject matter rather elitist? Look at your blog. Who reads it?
Well, that's what I said. Not all that many people read it. I have a few basic contributors who contribute comments. There may be 100 or so who actually read it from time to time. It's elitist if you want, that is to say it's of limited interest, because it's not just philosophy in general, but it's limited to contemporary or recent philosophy, above all continental philosophy, as it is called. I do talk about Farrar Bend, who's not usually counted as a continental philosopher, but I think he's mainly a continental philosopher. I talk about Deleuze, Heidegger, Lyotard, Bernard Stiegler, and the theme of the blog is pluralism and individuation in a world of becoming, and that's sort of my summary of what interests me in the philosophy of the last 50 or 60 years.
Who cares? Who gets all the allusions?
Well, that's the problem. I think some people do, because they're working in that area. I think a few other people, without getting all the allusions, care in the sense that they find that interesting and it ties in with themes of thought that they may have. But despite the feeling that the ideas of these philosophers are meant to be of a general interest, I'm not sure that I'm expressing myself in a way that can be comprehensible to other people and can actually show them why these philosophers could be of interest and in use in their work and in their lives. It's true, Deleuze, for example, always claimed that he wanted to do pop philosophy, but very few of his actual productions could be a potential candidate for pop philosophy, and even they are rich with philosophical allusion. Farrar Bend did write for a larger audience in a way, but it's still based on his very precise and closely argued accounts of the history and philosophy of science. So detached from them, it seems like he's just sort of talking off the top of his head sometimes, when it's not true. He's got really rigorous arguments and a huge amount of research behind what he says. So it's the difficult thing to strike a balance between popularization and having enough work behind what you say to make it worthwhile to say it and to read it.
So who are you?
Well, my name is Terence Blake. I'm 58 years old. I come from Sydney in Australia. I came to France 30 years ago, or a little more than 30 years ago, to study philosophy under Gilles Deleuze and Jean-François Lyotard. I also went to the classes of Michel Serres a little, and of Michel Foucault for 4 years. So I'm somebody who's just absolutely enthusiastic and passionate about philosophy and wants to discuss it.
Isn't it all rather pretentious and narcissistic?
Well, that's what I was trying to convey with the idea that there's a sort of stringent requirement on working on philosophy. You have to do the work, do the reading, have some conceptual standing and elevation to be able to get what you say to be philosophy and not just opinions. It's narcissistic in the sense that I'm trying to express myself, but the idea of expressing myself is trying to give back to the world what I have received from the philosophers that I have studied, and I feel that I've received a lot. It's trying also to break through various strata and crusty cliques that have taken over the blogosphere in particular, and express a type of philosophy that I absolutely reject. So in a way, I'm trying to restore the balance and represent the sort of people and sort of ideas that are not being represented either in so much in book publication or article publication, and also on blog publication. And as well, the goal is dialogue, communication, exchange, getting my own ideas evolving by getting them into a relation with other people's ideas.
Aren't you just talking about a small number of mostly dead white male philosophers?
This is true in the sense that I talk about Deleuze, Lyotard, Feyerabend, Heidegger, who are all dead, all male, and all white. But I'm trying to talk about other people, and one of the aims of the podcast will be not just to express my own ideas, but to interview people from anywhere in the world who are willing to be interviewed by me and express their ideas, and anyone around me, and hopefully get a wider selection of the philosophically interested population to express themselves via my podcast.
What's the meaning of the slogan of your blog, Pluralism and Individuation in a World of Becoming?
Well, that expresses what I initially felt was the main idea that I got from reading Feyerabend 40 years ago in his essay Against Method, which he later turned into a book. So the name that he gave to the idea that he was defending was pluralism, that is to say that at every level from methodology to ontology there was a sort of privilege given to unity over multiplicity, and that we needed in fact to compensate that by returning to an idea that methodology means having a lot of perspectives, having a plurality of accounts and theories of the world, that the world itself is composed more of pluralities, that the human being is not an ego in a bag of skin, but is a multiplicity of sub-personalities and of interactions that are just as defining of the person as what is happening inside the official limits of the personality. Feyerabend does see everything in becoming, but that particular notion of becoming is more foregrounded in the philosophy of Deleuze, in especially in his books written with Félix Guattari, so Anti-Oedipus, Mille Plateaux, and What is Philosophy? And there they really go into a theory of becoming. So becoming for them is totally tied to the notion of multiplicity, but I find that despite talking a lot about multiplicity, it's Feyerabend who actually develops the notion of multiplicity in relation to scientific and scientific methodology and the creation of exploration of different worldviews. Individuation comes from, once again, my fidelity to those two thinkers, leading me to investigate the psychoanalytic theory of Carl Jung. Jung is in many ways a very difficult to read thinker. There's a lot of old-fashioned stuff in what he wrote, and to get to the sort of living core of what he's on about, I need the notions of Feyerabend and Deleuze to extract what some people have called the psychological polytheism that is in his theory of personality, and to extract what others have called the alchemical core of Jung's psychology, that his whole psychology is based on what he called individuation, which is in fact fairly disincarnated, abstract intellectualization of his real experience when he, after breaking with Freud, decided to go into a real encounter with the unconscious and met all sorts of animals, plants, mythological figures that were part of his psyche, and entered into a dialogue with them. And over a period of several years, although in fact it was never finished, but was an ongoing effort, came to a total reconstruction of his psychic being, if you want. And that seems to me to correspond to lots of things that Deleuze and Guattari talk about in their chapters on the various becomings, and to what Feyerabend thought the pursuit of science and knowledge and philosophy was all about. So you could say pluralism belongs to Feyerabend, becoming belongs to Deleuze and Guattari, and individuation belongs to Jung. But in fact, for me, the three notions go together and are present in equally, but in different proportions, in the three thinkers. And it's also a gesture towards the contemporary philosopher. So he's alive, even if he's a male and white, Bernhard Stiegler, who talks a lot about individuation, and for me is a philosopher of multiplicity and becoming as well.
Thank you, Terry.